This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
So you dated her in her 70s?
I didn't ask. A friend set us up. Just said,
where did you go?
London.
They said, this is my friend Liz.
My buddy Charles was like, would you ever be with an older woman? And
I so you're friends with the current king.
In a way. Not so anymore.
The son was setting up his married mother with you.
It sounds insane. But like, have you heard these games before? They're all kind of crazy. The
game is not
weird.
No, that's not why this is crazy, because you're saying that, yeah.
Cold open style, am I right? Brother-in-law, it's one of those rare cold opens where it happened after the show.
Cold closing.
Cold closing, but it's going to start the episode.
Oh,
Got it, or?
I understand what you're trying to do,
which
salvage.
Is to salvage the ep, because Amir forgot to record the video.
Yeah, guest producer Amir.
I never hit record. Yeah. You didn't press the button or something.
I'm behind the desk. Yeah. I could have pressed record.
Yes.
But exactly. I left that job up to you today. And guess what didn't end up happening?
Yeah. I didn't know that it was my job.
Really?
Of course not.
Is that because I didn't say anything?
Yeah.
Or
that one. Right off the bat, the first
option. You probably should have known.
There's no real indicator for
there's here. Usually a red light, and I kind of did after I caught the glasses, and I was like, "Is this video?" Or and I was surprised when you said it was video
because she knew the whole time.
I didn't really register. You could have said anything at any point.
So you could have insulted my intelligence. You could have said, "Hey, I don't think the video is recording," and then I would have been like, "It's recording."
I'm so rarely in front of the camera that I was like, "Oh, they know what they're doing."
I'm rarely in front of. Yeah,
your biggest mistake is thinking that Jeff knows what he's doing.
It's hard because again, it's
give him the benefit of
it's risk versus reward.
It's risk versus reward. It's me versus record, and ultimately that is the.
It'll all make sense soon enough. Enjoy the episode, everybody.
Let's get straight into it. Let's all introduce ourselves. I'll introduce you guys because I'm a host and that's kind of part of my job. Amelia, and I'm already forgetting your last name.
Marino.
I'm sorry. Marino.
Yes.
Like San?
Yeah, like San.
Amir Blumenfeld and
like
Anya
San
kind of
like
Scott.
Dan.
Sorry?
Dan and, Marino.
And like famous. Dan.
Yeah, like San and Dan.
San
like
and,
San
and
Marino,
Dan.
Like the city next to Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not like the world famous football
San
quarterback.
Marino, no. Home to the Huntington Gardens.
Is that true?
I think so. Or Huntington, that might be Pasadena.
It's the city over, yeah. It's not even ultimately San Marino. And then Anya Kenevskaya.
AKA.
You want to take that again?
AKA Anya Kenevskaya. And then Anya, I sent you a little something about myself to introduce me. Do you want to go ahead and read that?
Yeah. Do you want to do Amir first or no?
I said Amir Blumenfeld. And if we skipped him, that's fine.
Okay. please welcome to the show the HeadGum Podcast DEI host, Jeffrey James.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's fair that he doesn't have to wear his...
A brown man can't get ahead without people tearing him down by saying the reason he hosts the show is, what, diversity and inclusion?
You said that.
Yeah, actually, I said it, but you told me to say it.
Checkmate.
Really?
Because you had a bad day.
Amelia Marino, do you want to, for anyone who doesn't know you, introduce yourself? I don't think I did a great job.
I am Amelia Marino, like San Marino.
Pretty good.
Or Dan Marino. I'm also an associate producer on another HeadGum podcast called Doughboys. So,
unbelievable.
Big ol' yikes.
One of our most popular shows. Definitely not.
Only in numbers.
That's only the in numbers. Only metric to measure.
The other metric is culture. How many of our listeners across the entire network have a mustache and long hair now because of me?
Zero.
Anya, zero.
Because you had a
Can you hear
Continue?
The sound
sorry,
effects
Amelia.
Without...
That's, sorry, can you
you're
not
so
interrupt
lucky.
Marino, San, or otherwise? She was trying to get a lot out, and we
oh,
didn't
no,
quite
that's
give her the
pretty
space.
Much it. I actually had a question for Anya.
Really?
If you ever,
Thank you.
If you ever don't want to tell somebody something, do you ever say, Anya business?
That's good.
That's pretty good. It's, yeah, it's let's Anya keep the puns on. Yeah,
do you want to tell people... Do you want to tell Amelia what my name on the show is?
Anya Zero.
What? I think
it's
in a
not
because
she's not a hero. It's because my alias for a while was Tony Zero, and then she ended up taking it right
oh, okay.
from under me.
Yeah, I feel like the fans did that, actually.
A lot of it is canon. I feel like there's a whole glossary of terms.
I mean, you
that...
listened to all 200 episodes of the show. You
I
get
did.
It.
198, yeah. 198, not 200. It's hard because I feel like the Doughboys don't have their own like glossary of terms. I feel like the show has that, so that's
no,
what I mean
by culture.
No,
they
definitely
do. They have like segments and jokes and kind of callbacks.
There's
like
a,
the
outside jokes, though.
And they've been doing it for...
10 years?
Ten
the better
years
part of a decade?
Almost.
Yeah. It's hard.
And how old were you 10 years ago?
10 years ago? I would have been in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's the difference right there.
I have to tell you a story. I actually forgot to tell you this.
And
this
let's
is
hear
funny.
It. Yeah.
Marika
moved
and I.
On really fast from you thinking that I was only a diversity hire, but let's go on.
I'm sure we'll come back to it.
Continue.
Marika and I have been designing some HeadGum merch, which is very exciting.
I saw some of it. Did you see the one that she was, you know, the one that she's talking about?
She being me?
You know.
And you know
the one you're talking about? You know the one you're talking about? Do you know what you're saying?
Yeah, I have an idea of
are
the one
I'm talking
about. Are
you saying the same
about?
Thing you are?
I think well, you're saying the same thing as you.
You're I'm saying the same thing as
yeah,
you.
But you know the shirts that she's building.
By she, do you
I'm
mean me?
I'm so sleep deprived.
I know, same.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. Two zeros today.
In a way.
What There's is the shirt?
So we made, so we've been designing these shirts. We're working with like a company that's going to help us like put them together. And we kind of sent them, Marika and I like sent them a deck with our ideas, but we didn't like finish doing them. Like we were like, here's the link. And we didn't have time to really go back and look at it. And then what they sent back, there was a page of just kind of, we were like, yeah, HeadGum jokes and kind of just random ideas.
Yeah.
And what they sent
the
back.
The HeadGum wiki.
And what they sent back, it was just things we had jotted down. So what they sent back essentially was like a shirt with like a mishmash of things. And then it just like randomly says Anya Zero and then like rice, rice, rice.
So it's like if AI made a shirt.
Yeah. It's, and it was clear that they were like, what? But I guess we have to put this together. Jeff's mad. Jeff's not reacting and is mad because there's no reference to his name on the shirt.
We had shirts with my whole face on it. It was me
sitting
in a
chair. So
then
why are you mad?
I'm not mad. I'm just planning the next fucking thing.
But like, I'm telling you
a
story.
Yeah,
are you saying you already heard it from someone named me?
Listeners. You're telling Amelia, you're telling Amelia.
You're saying, is it the same story that me?
You don't need all of us to have ears and eyes on you.
Did me tell you that earlier? Me has already told you that. It's the same story, same shirt that...
Same shirt, different day.
Sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now that's a shirt idea.
Right?
Really good.
It's hard because I love to like have shirts on that are saying what I'm about to say. So like if I had a shirt that said,
Yeah.
That'd be the perfect time to wear it. And say it. Because when you wear the shirt that says the sentence, you have to make sure you say it the day you wear that shirt. Same shirt, different day.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream.
Have you heard
good,
the show?
Yeah, that's a good log line for the show.
I know I say overlapping dialogue, but saying that's good doesn't add much to the conversation.
I didn't say that.
You clearly haven't listened to a Doughboys episode then.
Nice. Wow.
That's good is very valid.
Yeah.
Kind of like a jungle theme. Jungle Book.
Do a live show at the Rainforest Cafe.
Where is that?
We can't afford that.
I don't really listen to the Doughboys much. I do like that show, though. Do you listen to this show?
I did listen to all 198 eps to prep this.
You listened to episode 198 to prep for this.
I listened to the first couple minutes of this episode. Sitting here right now
to prep for this moment.
I think you got it. That's kind of what it's like.
My hair position is
so you didn't know anything about it, but you wanted to be on it.
I kind of wanted to go. Well, I asked Anya which episode I should listen to, and she said Anya Business. So
that's
I kind of
really,
just left
really
it
no way she said that because she hadn't heard it when you said it earlier.
She did.
No, it's like earlier with the shirt,
and you were like, just pick anyone, it doesn't matter. And then I asked what to expect, and you were like, it's gonna be like. It's going to be wild, or I don't know.
I feel like that's not fair to say the show is like a wild hodgepodge, like, mishmash of sounds and
exactly
sights. And, you know,
but then I realized maybe I go in blind and maybe that's easy. Maybe
better.
That would be better.
I'm glad people are getting a chance to get to know your ass because you're going to be on the 200th episode, right?
Oh, I actually won't. Unfortunately,
she's busy.
I'm going out of town.
Where are you going? San Marino?
Yes. I'm going to Miami for the Dolphins. No, I'm going home back east.
Are you from Miami?
No. I'm sorry. I was making a Dan Marino joke.
Try to keep up, by the way.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm from New York.
This is Amelia's show now.
Amelia
Honestly,
Zero.
Do you want to host the show?
Amelia Zero.
This one?
Yeah. Like permanently?
Sure.
All we have to. Yeah, all we have to do is sort of rotate what we consider the head of the class.
Not
yeah,
just that,
okay. Us three.
I can do
your
that.
Attention
you.
Kind of being, yeah.
Yeah.
It actually right, ends
go
up
ahead.
Helping.
Give
Amelia
you your sunglasses.
Okay, so.
Really?
Yeah.
This is kind of fucked up, but.
Makes sense, though, right?
It feels right.
Oh, nice catch, Dan Marino style.
Is this audio or visual as well?
It's
there's
a visual.
Video. There's video. Okay, yeah. So everyone saw that. I caught the glasses.
By the way, can you tell where she's from? The way she just said that word?
You're from the South Shore of Long Island, Nassau County.
I just mentioned where I was from like a few seconds ago.
Oh, I don't think we were
listening. I'm from New York.
Amityville?
No. But that's a movie, right? Amityville Horror?
My mom is from Amityville. Are you from Long Island?
No, I'm from originally from Brooklyn, which is why
Babylon?
I have the weird, sometimes
it's like
I have a
looking
little
in a mirror, but I'm not in the mirror.
So the reason I put my sunglasses on is because I have very dry
right.
eyes today. So
well,
it's
actually,
like
I'm
a
host now.
Almost brother and sister.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Amelia Marino, like a San or Dan.
Now you're Dan Marino.
No.
And because you caught the glasses, you're more of an O.J. McDuffie.
It's like the theme song started. What if the episode starts right now? That's what I'm kind of worried about, because we put in a good 11 minutes of it, I thought was kind of funny.
We'll call it
the
prequel.
Like this show. I'm liking this show a lot.
That was the cold open, basically.
There's no way that was a cold open.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the HeadGum Podcast. I'm your host, Amelia Marino, and sitting here we have Jeff.
Jeff, have you heard this show before?
On your business.
Nice.
On your business.
This rocks, by the way.
And Amir Blumenfeld.
I feel like this whole thing
is correct.
Happened because Anya was upset about the DEI.
No.
Don't say that.
Unrelated. That was a
that
joke
out.
You made
Grace,
8 minutes
cut that out.
Ago.
DEI? More like DE.
Meaning?
Diversity
exclusion.
To exclusion.
Yeah. Because you had.
Dang.
You got it. She's got the pacing.
Yeah.
I feel like we could sell this show better with you at the helm.
I feel like
it
we
already
need to
feels
talk about
like a real
AMBs.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you, yeah.
This could be nominated for one.
This
so if you do a good job.
Oh, okay. Pressure's on. The heat is on.
The heat is on.
Jeff doesn't even know that song.
He's too young. Jeff's 25.
He's in middle school.
25?
Or 27.
Yeah.
That's not that young. I'm 29.
It's kind of young.
That's not young.
Pretty baby to me.
I feel like it's
you're an adult.
Young. No, I feel like I'm like still like the youngest in the room. I feel like I'm sort of like a protege.
26
in a way.
Is a little bit over.
Protege.
The hill.
Who's protege?
Fucking David Cross.
Most NBA All Stars are younger,
but that's
because
they're like
leading. Mozart was younger.
Correct, and he was deaf.
Amadeus?
He wasn't.
The other one?
Unrelated.
What about Amadeus Zero?
Anybody's last name Zero is funny.
Amelia, did you go to the Ambies last night?
No.
What about the after party? Or should I say the Amber party?
No, after party's correct.
Did not. Just, you know, slept like a bear last night.
You had a live stream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. The Doughboys live show was last night. That was a lot of fun.
Mm. Yeah, kind of like sold out and like a lot of tickets sold on the live stream as well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Mm.
Have you ever sold out Dynasty Typewriter?
I have, actually.
Be nice.
Why?
When?
The HeadGum Happy Hour. We sold 150 tickets.
No, like we did not sell that out.
Well, they roped off sections, but they filled all the sections that weren't roped off, which is kind of selling out.
It's selling out like it's cheap to do.
Amelia?
Well.
Fucking help. I've never sold out Dynasty Typewriter.
Well, if that's what you wanted
either
to hear.
Way, I'm proud of you. Whether you sold
it
out or
not. No, because
it
feels worse, because now you're giving a participation trophy. By the way, I haven't not tried to sell out Dynasty Typewriter, but the content team is hell-bent on not giving the show live shows. We did well at the Gramercy Theater. We almost had 300 people there, but they seem to look past that. They don't think that we can cut it in the live format. I tend to disagree. We almost got a show.
I think it's kind of like loose canon, like what will you say in that environment when there's
nothing different than I say here.
Oh.
You could yell fire.
That's funny.
See?
So.
Did anyone yell fire last night?
Or maybe like, this show is fire.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good.
This is good, yeah.
That actually means good.
Can we talk about Anya's sheet pants?
That's Anya business.
Shut down. Thank you, Amelia.
Can we talk about Amir's stench lunch?
Also Anya business.
I feel like, so Amir, I don't know if you weren't here for this.
No.
I don't know if you can still smell it through the glass. Amir had this barbecue and rice, I want to say dinner.
It was a late lunch.
But it had the contents of what should have been saved for like a 7 p.m. meal, wouldn't you say? Because the eggplant was scalding hot.
It's good, but it's heavy.
It wasn't heavy. Quite dull, but it was.
It is funny because Amir does suggest it for lunch every time we do a group lunch, and everyone says no. And so for you to get it on the day when you're just getting lunch for yourself is really sweet.
Makes sense. Yeah. I can't veto me.
Well, the first thing I said to you today was, is that a meal you just bought?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Amelia.
I did get confused for a second. So thank you.
Is that Amelia just bought?
Is that a meal you just purchased and walked over with? Or is it one? Is it leftovers that you didn't put in the fridge for days?
Yeah.
And you said?
I said I just purchased it.
Kind of
shut me down in a way. I feel like it's not just during the show that you're like.
You kind of just like answered your question.
What are the contents? You got eggplant. You got
tofu,
rice.
Tofurkey as well. There was like some scalding rice. There was
sort of this
cashew milk
soy
smothered sauce.
Sauce.
Soy sauce.
It's fun.
Would you say this episode has been good so far, medium, or poor?
This is the fucking best.
That's awesome.
There's no way you feel that way.
This is gas. And I actually do have gas.
Yeah.
It's trapped.
Because of the fucking...
From the barbecue.
Yeah.
The barrel of sides that you put together and called a sauce.
Sauce.
Because you had a bad sauce. No. No.
Not Anya Taylor-Joy, Aaron Taylor-Johnson is being touted as the new Bond, James Bond, 007, really.
Marika called it.
Well, she did, like, 5 years ago, but,
which is not less impressive, but more.
Well, it seems like we're rounding third and heading home towards the new James. So we have to bring back the segment, because I tabled it for literally, like, 2 weeks. We'd been doing this for 4 years. And I just like, well, they're not going to fucking circle the next 007 for like years, apparently. So let's just put this on the shelf.
They
for
were
now.
Waiting for you to shut the fuck up about it.
Barbara
and then they
Broccoli
made it.
And I have beef.
Beef and
broccoli? Broccoli and beef.
Beef and broccoli.
It's good to be able to predict the joke before even the first sentence leaves us.
Glossary of terms. I'm saying culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
We should do an episode where it's just. the things you say all the time, and we just kind of pick.
Define the terms. Like the glossary of terms. G-E-O-L-O-S-S-A-R-Y.
Cool.
I don't know who I am. That's what the show has kind of become. It's
like but your glasses help ground you?
I really am like self-conscious about the dry eyes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Dry eyes.
Amelia's too nice for this show.
All right,
show,
here comes the Dan Marino pass.
I think she's only been on once.
I'm afraid I'm actually going
to. No, she's a sweetheart.
Thank you.
Amelia, to explain, Jeff for 4 years made every guest every week say who they thought would be the next James Bond.
00, yes.
And then stopped for 2 weeks and then they announced the next.
Because the bit was supposed to be, let's drag this on until they cast, but I thought that was going to take a year.
It's taken more than four. It's not even done yet.
We did it for four. It's just hard.
Anyway, who do you think should be linen the next Bond?
Kind of like a linen blend. A linen.
Are we doing Bond of the Week? Or?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Mine is Matthew Bond Morrison, Bond of the Gleek.
And I can't say Aaron Taylor Johnson. He's taken.
I mean, you can. You might get raked over the coals in the comments.
But. Yeah, I feel like that's cheating. You know what? Let's get a Chalamet Bond.
That's
let's
cool.
get a let's get a little scrawny.
Yes, exactly. He was sort of an action hero in Dune.
There you go. I'm seeing Dune 2 tonight.
Oh, interesting.
Are you going to text Casey Donahue about it? Because it's all he wants to talk about.
Yes. I talked about it with Casey last night, actually.
If you can believe it.
Yeah, we're talking about Dune 2. Like, it's when's the last time everyone rallied behind something?
Barbenheimer, 6 months ago.
No, Barbenheimer didn't have the same effect that Dune 2 has seemed to have.
Did you probably not wanting to raise the retirement age in France.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's another one.
Yeah.
And Pokemon Go is another one.
Pokemon Go to the polls. That's when people really took off.
Yes.
And in terms of other people's bonds, do you care?
Why is that my responsibility to make you say a bond? Amelia said hers. I said mine.
Right.
Go ahead or don't. Sorry, hold for sound.
That almost hit us. Shit. That was low.
We're clear.
Me or
Kiefer
you?
Sutherland?
That's good.
We have to take a quick break.
Yeah, I was going to say Timofey Mozgov.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Sure.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes, HEADGUM. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Tag yourself.
I sometimes wish I was African American, you know, because I think at least people don't bash them afterwards when they say something, you know, about a reality, which is like, I sometimes wish.
Yeah, I'm the person in the green sweater just to her right.
Yeah.
Who asked the editor to just cut me out of the clip completely. I said, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
I'm obviously Danny DeVito, I guess.
That's good. I'm Chris Evans, who sort of replied to this tweet with put it in the Louvre.
Chris Evans.
Right. Oh my god, he fucking turned the TV off for that. I thought we did well.
Are we not doing like any segments or
another commercial? Jesus.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I liked it. I liked
it. Is yours just turned down?
Maybe.
Yeah, you can change the monitor. That's why I don't know why people. Sorry, why don't you have your headphones on? Your cans.
I can hear it so loudly through other people's cans. Or you'll get cancer.
Amelia, what else do people need to know about you in preparation?
Absolutely nothing.
Really? In terms of the
they don't need to know anything.
Well, you're from Brooklyn. We're in
I'm sorry.
I wasn't even close to done.
I was born in Brooklyn, but
Where were you raised?
I was raised in a suburb outside of Manhattan.
Okay. Rye, or?
Well, across the Hudson in the Rockland County area.
So the Palisades of New Jersey.
Of New York, yeah.
I'm
from like the border of New York and New Jersey. So like if people say I'm from New Jersey,
kind of a city.
I don't correct because like I'm literally a 5-minute walk from the border.
I love that.
Pearl River is the name of the town I'm from.
Okay. That's
home of the Pirates.
You know who lived somewhat near to there?
Where? Who?
Jasper Johns.
The ghost? The artist.
The artist, but maybe now the ghost of the artist.
He's definitely dead. He's dead.
I know, the ghost of the artist.
Stony Point. Didn't know that. I was making a Casper.
Stony Point?
Casper.
That's Casper.
Sorry,
Casper the Friendly John. That's Casper
Amir
the ghost
asleep.
Painting a flag and using the Porto.
I'm 41. You can't waste my time as indiscriminately
as you could to death.
Was like it was easier when you were like 37.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was fun.
Now it's
like time's ticking and I'm wasting it in here.
Would you say it's more of a chore or more of a bore?
Chore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you done, we've all seen Succession, so there's bore on the floor.
Uh-huh.
That's just recording an episode of this show on the floor.
And this is a chore.
in a way.
On the door.
Yes. Right. And please welcome our next guest, Dan Gore.
It's funny that all of our colleagues, like the office is completely empty because everyone's at Podcast Movement. Mm-hmm. And we're in here.
We're at Podcast Stationery.
It's just, this is episode 198, I want to say. It's a filler episode. I mean, I don't know if you guys listened to 99, Amelia, but that was right before the 100th episode, obviously. And it was just a episode where me, Caleb, and Shelby, like, waxed. It was, like,
each
in
other?
Preparation of
H.
slash the call-in special.
Cool.
This show is indeed a hemorrhoid on the network.
It's kind of a growth. Yeah, it's like basically a
ultimately inflamed anal
inflamed
vein
gland. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's sort of like a
it hurts
sore, canker or otherwise.
Correct.
On the roof of the mouth of joy.
It's a mole.
Whereas
on
I
the
search and yearn for
of the
wisdom
show.
And the conquering of fear. Oftentimes what ends up in its stead is a canker.
That is like slam poetry right there.
Thank you.
So compared to a Doughboys episode, how is this one?
A little less structured, maybe.
Yeah, I would say a little less structured, but you know what? That's where all the
no
fun
way.
Comes.
Right? Welcome to the Nash Cab.
Wow.
Here's how this show's going to work. I'm going to ask you various multiple choice questions about bruxism, the gnashing and gnawing of teeth.
Want to read it?
Sorry, Anya, are we boring you?
You took so long to just pull that up.
Yeah, but people want to experience that on the show. Now, who are you texting?
I was checking email.
From?
I got one from Miles Bonsignore.
And what did he say?
He said he's fucking busy when you wanted him to be in the studio. So,
really?
I want to check emails too.
You want to send me one?
Yeah.
Why is it more exciting to the three of you to check?
Why don't we just take the time to check our email for a little bit? Then we'll like
okay,
we'll be able to come back to the show with a renewed focus
and then
and an intensity
on your behalf, Cab. All right. These questions are worth cash, though.
Oh shit! No, I'm paying attention now.
Well, no,
is
you already
real
made your
cash?
Choice. No, well, you guys made your bed, now you got to lie in it. So why don't you check your email?
My bed's made
I'll
of
make
money.
Cash,
and I want to add
then
to it.
That's going
to
end up on my time card. Sorry, Marty.
But I thought this was Nash Cab.
It's Nash Cab, but that doesn't mean you can't win cash.
Oh, wait, you told me about
understood.
This, and I said don't do it.
You're saying Nash Cab is a cash grab?
I'm saying that you can win money if you play along.
Could you
honey.
Win Nash?
What's that?
Could you win Nash, perhaps?
If you guys
if
win.
If you were in Nashville?
For every question you guys write, I'll Nash. My
on.
Teeth.
Okay, sort of grind.
Down to a nub, down to the gums.
Okay.
Enamel.
That's fine to have. All right, here we go. Question number one. Check your emails.
No, I...
That's the question?
I'm
what is the medical term for the gnashing of teeth?
Oh.
A, bruxism.
You just said it.
I misspoke with bruxism. I didn't mean to say it in the intro.
Right.
Huh? So who said it?
You.
I mean, and I'll take the cash. I don't mind $5 from Marty.
Again, for the record, he asked me if he should do this, and I said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, can I put the money on my time card? I said no.
It's okay. Just hard.
It's not hard.
It's hard to put together stuff when I'm really planning the next episode. You know what I mean?
You're really gnashing your teeth at me.
I have a lot of anxiety, and it ends up at the tips of my canines, gnashing.
He means his dogs.
Bruxism.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question.
I go, A, bruxism.
Correct!
Yes!
$5 to Amelia Marino.
Yes.
Number two, signs... signs and symptoms of gnashing your teeth include A, aching teeth, B, ear pain, C, both A and B, or D, all of the above.
So
D,
C is D.
C and D.
D.
Who said D?
Me.
Correct! $5 to the woman wearing a duvet. Number three.
Oh, oh my God.
That is not going to fly.
What
savage. Are you
that
talking about?
Crossed the line.
Absolutely. No way that crossed the line. I've said, I've gone on and on about where Amir lives, right? Bucking up to the fucking.
It.
It's hard.
Bleeping it.
Number three, who in this room is most at risk for lack of a better term, bruxism?
Ooh.
A, Amir. B, Amelia. C, Anya. Or D, me.
D, you.
I'm going to go with Amir.
Well, I got the grind guard, so I don't know if that puts me at high risk or not.
You can't be at risk for something you already have, because the risk is past. You have
I don't agree with that. I would say he's more at risk because he experiences it. If you take out your guard, then you're screwed.
Thank if you get run over by an 18-wheeler, uh-huh. are you at risk for being run over by an 18-wheeler?
Yeah. It doesn't remove the risk of it happening again.
It's hard because it's also risk versus reward. I'm not seeing any reward.
Lightning can strike twice.
List. That's true.
The reward is $5. Charge to Marty for some reason.
We're
you know
it
what?
To Amir.
Okay.
No, we're giving it to Amir.
I didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything.
Well, it's kind of a consolation prize for using the grind guard.
Rise and grind guard.
Of what's it these look like? Options,
clear.
What's the best way to manage teeth gnashing? A, regular exercise. B, eating more regularly. C, having discipline. Or D, buying a bite splint.
Botox.
Oh, yeah,
masseter. Botox.
Both incorrect, unfortunately. This one's kind of subjective, but there is a right
answer. Exercise? Oh, go ahead, Anya.
No. I'm just pointing out that it can't be kind of subjective, but also have a right answer.
It's hard.
Have you guys done masseter Botox for TMJ?
I don't have it.
No, but you I've heard about it.
I feel like we're in the middle of a
You've
game
heard about
segment.
It.
Yeah, because like it,
so
it
the small talk
it helps,
helps with the,
relax.
It helps relax this muscle so you don't
I'm
grind
not
as much.
Because the muscle of hosting the show
relaxed.
Is sort Sphincter's of hypertrophying
like
my
tight
fucking yeah.
asshole.
My neck, my ass, my gums, my teeth.
Which we've seen.
Aren't you happy that your segment has brought up it sparked conversation?
I don't want ambient nonsense to be said between three people who, frankly, don't give a damn if I'm included or excluded diversity-wise. What I wanted the segment to be was about the gnashing and gnawing of teeth, the splinting of bites, and having discipline! It was the correct answer that I wanted to hear.
Okay. The correct answer that
having
I wanted
discipline.
To hear.
What if you do it in your sleep? You can't discipline yourself in your sleep.
You gotta
Amelia
train yourself.
Trying to bring logic to Jeff's world is really, it's frustrating, I can tell.
Yeah, well, it's hard, you know, again.
For Amelia.
Risk without reward.
This is a walk in the park for me.
Don't look at me.
That was it?
We each got $5.
You guys have now entered the Nash cab.
We're starting over.
We're everything. In it already.
That was just a get in.
That was just a fucking practice. No, we've
that was
been
us
in the national.
Hailing the cab.
Sorry, I don't interrupt you when
yes,
you talk.
Yes,
constantly.
You do.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
It's hard to have a fresh set of eyes and ears on the show.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Go on.
On Cash Cab. They have something called the Red Light Challenge.
Yeah.
Which is where they kind of stop and they kind of do this 30-second power round where they try to name as many blank things that fall into a category.
Got it.
This is going to be the Jaundiced Gums Challenge.
Challenge?
So... So basically,
this is gonna be the Jaundice Gun Challenge.
So basically, challenge. So on the show, it's the red light challenge.
Okay.
On this show, it's gonna be the Jaundiced Gums Challenge.
Challenge. Okay.
So
challenge or challenge?
Challenge.
Okay.
Challenge.
Winner gets a chalice.
Okay.
You're each going to have 30 seconds to name as many things about jaundiced gums as possible.
Are we all on the same team?
You are. Well, no.
Oh, I'm so tired.
I know, me too.
Well, good thing you're under a duvet.
Why is it, you, when I said it, you said you crossed the line.
It's funny when Amelia says it.
It's kind of charming and nice when she says it.
When I do it, it's disarming.
It's charming.
Yeah.
It's alarming how charming it feels.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what a jaundiced gum is.
Okay, we can fucking zoom out.
Is that yellow?
See the big picture.
Yellow gums?
Yeah, it's like a specific vitamin deficiency that okay. creates like a yellowing, but I forget what it is.
In gums? Instead of that?
No, in your skin.
That I know, God. But gums, that doesn't happen to your gums.
Yeah. Or maybe it's like they a go bile
from
increase.
Pink to yellow?
It's like bile
it's a liver
in your
issue.
Blood.
Yeah, it's tracked to a liver issue. It doesn't have to be about jaundiced gums, but it can be just about gnashing teeth.
Okay.
So completely different than what
dental
you said.
Dental anything would be good. So just 30 seconds to name the most terms about dental issues.
Okay, got it. I have Soviet teeth, so I have a lot of those.
Let's just say you guys are all on the same team, and let's see if you can get to 30 terms in 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's so many.
What do you want, 20?
20 terms
in
30
seconds. We
each come up with 10. 20 terms. Let's do 18 terms in 30 seconds, meaning you each are responsible for 6. Ready?
Okay.
But what if we say the same ones?
Those don't count. No duplicates. That's kind of the challenge.
Okay, so we'll go around like this.
Okay.
I'll start. Ready?
All right. Well, hang on. Let's get our ducks in a row.
Our. My ducks are in a row. Are yours?
I think so.
Okay.
Is there makeup all over my face from crying? Sorry. Is there? All over my face from crying, laughing?
Oh, no.
Okay. It was tears.
All right, ready?
Yep.
30 seconds on the board. 3, 2, 1. Nashgirl!
Cavities.
Gum recession.
Bruxism.
Canker sores.
Plaque.
Halitosis.
Gum disease.
Root canal.
What's the one where you have the little stuff in your tonsil stones?
I can't hear.
Tonsil stones.
How many have you gotten? I can't
three.
Hear.
We've done three.
Nine total. Paper cut on your tongue.
What?
Paper cut on your tongue.
Paper cut?
Yeah.
Canker sore.
Your tooth falls out.
That's good.
You need a crown?
Oh, yeah. Crown or screw.
It's over. That was it.
Dead
How
tooth.
How many did you get? 9?
We got 10. We hit it. I think we got 18. 19
sure.
because we said canker sore twice.
That's right.
I don't think so. We
that doesn't make sense.
Don't count. I saw on your hands, Anya, you had 5. You
no,
had
I just, you didn't see down here.
I really didn't. I don't raise toes.
No, like down here. My had one hand down.
I had 4.
So
Anya had 5. And then Amelia had 9.
Your back. No way.
Yeah, true. That's what happened.
Check the tapes.
It's being recorded. Grace, run it back.
And it's being reported if you're watching this on YouTube.
And you're going to jail.
Where's our Nash?
You owe us 5 Nash.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, the sound of his grinding really grinds my
ears. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, it's awful, horrific. Can you hear that?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm listening.
Disgusting.
You know that there's at least one guy jerking off to that.
You guys put my health at risk dentally, and I'll never forget that.
Dental dams. That's one more.
Is that a
dead mouth thing? It has the word dental right in it. What is this one?
And
what
we're
is that
back.
One?
That's a TikTok song. Here's what we're going to do next. Amir, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Ben Schwartz.
That can't be the most famous person.
Rick Fox?
Call
I don't know who that is.
Do you know who Ben is?
Yeah.
So there we go.
Call Ben.
He's in the UK.
Okay, call Rick.
I haven't spoken to him in years.
Who's the next most famous?
Jake?
Call Jake.
Call Jacob.
Hurwitz? Call Jake Hurwitz.
Call Jake.
Hurwitz.
He might be doing like bath time for
himself.
Bath time can wait.
Gemma.
Hey, Jake, leave a message.
Hey, I'm on the HeadGum podcast and Jeff wanted me to do this.
Not quite a message.
Yes, it was.
What was the message?
You were just here. You right, heard who, okay, it.
After Jake, who's the most famous person on your phone?
God.
I mean, me.
Anya?
Call her.
So you're not listening to me at all.
I'm not listening to you at all.
All right, you really want me to call the fourth most famous person on my phone?
You said it was Anya. Call Anya.
Taylor Joy.
Yes.
Hey, you've reached Jeffrey James. I'm unable to come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message with your name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Sounds awful.
Hey, Jeff, it's me. Call me back when you get a chance.
Why leave a message? Because there wasn't any message in there. The message is call me back.
Yeah. That is a message.
Just wanted to let you know to hit me back. Just the chat. Truly yours. Your biggest fan. This is me.
The weird thing is,
it's an Eminem reference.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Next most famous?
Eminem.
Nick Weiger.
Call him.
No, he was just here. He's busy.
All right. Next most famous.
What's the goal of the game? For me to call someone, for them to pick up, and then what?
We kind of have another guest on the show, kind of, you know. You know what the real onus of this was like, let's get a fucking clip.
Uh-huh.
Let's get a social clip. So maybe we don't need the call, but we have to put the four of our heads together and be like, what's going to go viral?
We've never used a clip from this show and made like a vertical video asset out of it.
And it's because we haven't done what we're doing right now, which is gaming the system. Mm.
Forcing something that's viral.
Exactly right.
You should call Jake Johnson.
I don't have his phone number.
Oh, I do.
Google Meet.
You should ask Anya who the most famous person is.
Anya, who's the most famous person?
It's Jake Johnson.
Call him.
He's busy.
Who's the next most famous?
Oh my God. We're going to just do this all day.
Jake Hurwitz.
Yeah.
No, he's at basketball.
What if he picked you up?
That would be
and
funny.
And then fucking ghosted me.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
I think if
you don't have to call Jake.
Which?
Either of them.
Okay. And I won't. And I wasn't going to.
Who's the next most famous?
Mike Mitchell.
Call him.
All right.
So Weiger, you didn't want to bother. Mitch, who also was just here.
Well, Mitch you have the Massachusetts connection.
Yeah, you're allowed to bother people from Massachusetts if you're also from Massachusetts.
Southie.
Bob.
He's not going to like this.
He's not going to. I don't think he.
He's not going
to
like this.
He's going to be like, hi.
Also, you don't have to call Mitch.
He'll be.
I'm not going to.
Okay, who's the next most famous person?
sorry.
I feel like we barely got through the jaundice gum challenge.
let's go back to that.
I think we squeezed the
let's
lot.
Let's go back to talking about you. Whatever you want to talk about with diversity, let's circle back.
I don't think we should include that.
Nice.
Amelia, who would you say is the most famous person on your phone, just for the social clip?
Don't worry about it.
That's awesome.
Anya Business, she fucking said.
Anya Business.
It's Dan Marino.
It's her papa. Guess what Amelia's dad's name is? You guess.
Dan Amelia?
You have five guesses.
Dan.
No.
San?
No.
Short for Sanford. Don't think that that's not a first name. Travin?
No.
Bo?
No.
Anya?
No.
Tony Zero?
It's Scorpion.
Can you believe?
Your dad's name is Scorpion Marino?
Yeah.
There's no way.
No, it's true.
What do you mean?
I heard he's in my phone as Scorpion.
Okay,
yeah,
so
him.
It's just what his is in your phone.
Well, I mean, no, he came home one day and was like, I go by Scorpion now. So then we
like
all
like legally
just,
or just a
not
nickname?
Legally, just like socially, I guess. And
call him.
What's his real name?
Leonard.
Scorpio.
Oh, unrelated.
Leonard Marino, and he wants to go by Scorpion.
He came home with like a giant scorpion tattoo on his hand and forearm.
And when was his birthday?
And vice
October?
Versa.
Yeah, he's a Scorpio.
Is
just November, yeah.
November what?
Second.
We got to figure this shit out. Because I feel like we didn't quite get a social clip. And that was my only goal from this episode.
Really? Us naming moderately famous people that we didn't call isn't a
I think
clip?
It's when you said challenge.
That was good because we were all laughing.
People I think that'll do well.
The social clip doesn't need to be us laughing. It has to be us like teaching people shit.
Yeah. How to say the word challenge.
I guess learning what not to do is also valuable in terms of...
Mm-hmm. It's the do's and don'ts growth. Of saying challenge.
Mm. Saying
it's
what?
The challenge challenge.
It's the challenge challenge.
See who can say the word challenge.
See who can spay the word challenge. Plugs, what do you guys have going on?
Wow. How long was that?
45.
No way.
45.
Time
yeah.
flies. Like
47,
fun.
Actually. I just...
Most
again,
shows are like
filler
an
episode. I'm sorry this was your first one, Amelia, but I thought it went really well.
I'm honored to be a part of the filler episode.
Just come on another
podcast.
Time. You just have to come on another time. Ideally, the 200th episode.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing
I'm
for
out
that?
Of town. Secret.
So it is a secret. You haven't told him.
I've told him. I haven't told everybody else who's listening. Who side?
At Jeffrey James on Instagram. Patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. And that's all I have. What do you guys have?
You can follow me on Instagram at Skidmark4, or you can follow me on Letterboxd at Skidmark. That's all I got going on.
Plug your Venmo.
It's Amelia-Marino, and it's a photo of me as a juggalo.
My Venmo, full name, Anya Konevskaya. Mm. You can add to the Nash Cab Fund mm-hmm. there. Radio Free Anya, The Love Motel, submit, ask us questions, love advice. We'd love to hear from you. Probably should plug a show. Listen to Doughboys.
Oh, yeah. Listen to Doughboys podcast.
Listen to Chaotic. What? New season launched today, March 27th. I'm doing a time reveal.
Yeah.
It's all video. They haven't asked me to be on, weirdly.
They don't want me on.
That's true.
And we'll see you guys again next week for the 200th episode.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
What is?
You cut me out. The plugs.
Projects. Come on. I know that you're working on something.
Always cooking.
Instagram, I guess. Kind of firing off some pretty funny stories.
Yeah.
At Amir.
Okay.
How did you snag that?
How did you spell that?
I knew somebody who worked at Facebook when they acquired Instagram.
Wait, really?
Like, yeah. And they're like, if
call
you
them.
and they're like, you know, the person who you squatted on Amir doesn't use the account ever, we can give it to you. And like some person squatted on the name, like
it was Amir
didn't
Cohen.
Use it for, yeah, Cohen had it for 3 years and they oh like God. Messaged him and he didn't respond. Like, can you just have it?
Can they help me get Skidmark on Instagram? Because I'm Skidmark 4 and I'm trying to snag that
ship has probably sailed. It was early-ish days. Yeah. Now I'm trying to sell my Instagram handle because I don't really use it.
To who? Cohen?
To any Amir in the world.
Cohen?
What about my high school goalkeeping coach, Amir?
Call him.
Yes. That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.